Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Over 60% voter turnout recorded in 102 parliamentary constituencies across 21 states and union territories in first phase of general elections. Electoral fate of BJP leaders Nitin Gadkari, Sarbanand Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju and Dr. Jitendra Singh and Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and TMK's Dayanidhi Maran sealed in EVMs. Polling also took place to elect legislative assemblies of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Filing of nominations ends for third phase of Lok Sabha polls. Scrutiny of papers to take place tomorrow. Met Department issues heat wave alert for Odisha, West Bengal and Telangana. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Lucknow Super Giants and Chennai Super Kings in Lucknow. Polling for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections concluded this evening in 102 constituencies across 17 states and 4 union territories. Barring a few untoward incidents, polling remained by and large peaceful. As per initial reports, over 60% voting was recorded. Along with Lok Sabha elections, single-phase legislative assembly elections were also held in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Of the 102 parliamentary constituencies, 11 Lok Sabha seats are reserved for ST and 18 seats for SCs. In the first phase, voting was held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. There are 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling was also held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Sundararajan and Jitin Prasada. Besides, Congress leaders Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate has been sealed in the EVMs. In West Bengal, more than 77%, in Tamil Nadu, over 72%, in Uttarakhand, nearly 54%, in Arunachal Pradesh, over 66%, in Meghalaya, over 74%, in Manipur, nearly 69%, in Mizoram, over 54%, in Nagaland, nearly 57%, in Sikkim, over 68%, in Tripura, over 80%. And in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, nearly 57% voter turnout was recorded. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 65%, in Rajasthan, over 53%, in Bihar, nearly 48%, in Madhya Pradesh, more than 63%, in Uttar Pradesh, nearly 58%, and in Maharashtra, over 55% voter turnout was recorded. In Chhattisgarh, polling was held in Maoist-affected Bastar Lok Sabha constituency, where over 63% polling was reported. Polling was by and large peaceful. More from our correspondent.
The people of Maoist-affected tribal Bastar region of Chhattisgarh today gave a strong message to the undemocratic forces by choosing ballot over the bullet. Bastar is one of the few constituencies where women voters outnumbered men. Today, the voters of Bastar region, especially female voters, showed great enthusiasm in exercising their franchise. After the first phase of election in Chhattisgarh, the electoral fate of 11 candidates of Bastar constituency were sealed in EVMs today. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Along with Lok Sabha elections, by polls for Vilavankodi Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Ramnagar Assembly constituency in Tripura were also held. Our Chennai correspondent reports that the first and single phase of Lok Sabha election in Tamil Nadu was smooth and peaceful.
A total of 950 candidates are in the fray in 39 constituencies. Sealing of the ballot boxes have begun in the polling stations. A total of 1,58,568 ballot units and 86,858 VVPAT machines and 81,157 control units were set ready for the polling. 15 companies of Central Armed Police Force personnel will be in the first line of guarding the strong rooms where the EVMs will be kept. 8,050 vulnerable polling booths and 181 critical booths were identified and security was tightened in those booths. Polling activity in 65% of the booths were webcast. It is a three-cornered contest in Tamil Nadu. BJP is contesting in 23 seats, PMK in 10, and smaller alliance partners in the rest of the constituencies. DMK is contesting in 22, Congress in 9, left parties in 2 seats each, VCK in 2 and other seats went to MDMK, IUML and KDMK. AIADMK is contesting in 34 and its alliance partner DMDK, led by Premlata Vijayakant in 5 constituencies. Joy, Akashwani News, Chennai.
In Maharashtra, 5 constituencies of Vidarbh went to polls today in the first phase of general election. More from our correspondent.
Out of the total 48 constituencies in Maharashtra, 5 constituencies in the Eastern Vidarbha, Nagpur, Ramtek, Chandrapur, Bhandara Gondia and Gadchiroli-Chimur went to poll today in a peaceful manner. Voter turnout of about 55% is registered in these 5 constituencies. The Naxal-affected Gadchiroli recorded the highest voter turnout of 66%, while the Nagpur constituency registered a least voter turnout of 49%. In the Naxal-affected Gadchiroli, where the polling was till 3 p.m. today, EVM and polling personnel were brought back to the district headquarters by police helicopters after completion of the polling process. The theme-based polling station in Nagpur city gave a pleasant experience of voting to voters in the scorching heat of Nagpur. The Union Minister Nitin Gadkari casted his vote in Central Nagpur, while Congress candidate Vikas Thackeray casted his vote in the Western Nagpur. Prominent political leaders like BJP's leader Devendra Fadnavis, Congress State President Nana Patole and RSS Sarasangachalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat exercised their franchise in their respective polling booths. With the completion of polling, the fate of 97 candidates in these 5 constituencies of the Eastern Vidarbha is locked in the strong room for EVMs. The counting of votes will be done on the upcoming 4th of June. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
In Assam, the first phase of voting for 5 parliamentary constituencies concluded peacefully with a voter turnout of nearly 71%. More from our correspondent.
Assam voted in the first phase of parliamentary elections peacefully for the Dibrugarh, Jorhat, Sonitpur, Lakhimpur and Kaziranga constituencies. In this phase, 35 candidates were in fray, including several heavyweight candidates. The fates of Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and Congress's Gaurav Gogoi were sealed in EVMs in this first phase of polling. Chief Electoral Officer Assam informed that voting were held in 10,001 polling stations amid tight security and webcasting in around 5,500 polling stations. Polling officials are bringing back the EVMs to the strong rooms with GPS-enabled tracking vehicles after successful conclusion of voting. Meanwhile, political parties are campaigning aggressively for the second and third phase of Lok Sabha elections in the state. Aminul Hazardar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended this evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah filed nomination from Gandhinagar Lok Sabha seat today. Mr. Shah handed over his nomination to Gandhinagar District Collector today. BJP State President C.R. Patil also filed his nomination from the Navsari seat today. On the other hand, Senior Congress leader Paresh Dhanani also submitted his nomination from the Rajkot Lok Sabha seat. Gujarat will go for polls in the third phase on the 7th of May. BSP has released the sixth list for the Lok Sabha elections. The names of 11 candidates have been announced by the party. BSP has changed its candidate against PM Modi from Varanasi. BSP has given the ticket for the seat to Syed Niaz Ali in place of Athar Jamal Lahri. Campaigning is at its peak for other phases of polling for parliamentary elections. Senior leaders of political parties are holding rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. Addressing election meetings at Damoh in Madhya Pradesh and at Wardha in Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, "This election is to ensure the future of the country and to make the country a big power in the world in the coming 5 years."
Hamara siddhant hai rashtra pratham. भारत को सस्ता तेल मिले इसलिए हमने देश हित में फैसला लिया। भारत के किसानों को पर्याप्त खाद मिले इसके लिए हमने देश हित में फैसला लिया।
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today alleged that BJP is running away from real issues like inflation and unemployment because they have ulterior motives which are not good for democracy. He was addressing a public meeting at Rajendra Stadium in Katihar. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed the rally in Bhairavganj in Banka parliamentary constituency. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirbhay 2024 Matadar Special.
Special programs on the first phase voting of the general elections.
Voting updates from every corner.
Direct connect with our correspondents and expert opinions.
Listen 3:30 to 4 in the afternoon.
7 to 7:30 in the evening. And at night from 9:15 to 10 on Akashvani Gold.
Tune in to Lok Nirbhay 2024 Matadan Special.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Now, the rest of the news. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave over East India and heat wave over South Peninsula India for the next couple of days. The IMD said heat wave conditions will prevail over Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh and interior Tamil Nadu till the 23rd of April. More from our Bhuvaneshwar correspondent.
The people in Odisha are staring at a more grueling summer this year. It is midway in April and already the mercury has breached the 44 degree mark in the state. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange warning for heatwave to severe heatwave conditions in different parts of the state for the next 2 days. However, people can expect some relief as the IMD has predicted some drop in maximum temperature due to thunderstorms in parts of Odisha. The Odisha government today confirmed that one person has so far died of sunstroke this season. The sole sunstroke casualty has been reported from the Baleswar district. The administration has advised people to refrain from moving out under the scorching heat during the peak hours of the day. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
The weather department has also forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest and northeast India for the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the IMD said Delhi will witness strong surface winds and generally cloudy sky with drizzle for the next few days. Group of seven foreign ministers have warned of new sanctions against Iran today for its drone and missile attack on Israel and urged both sides to avoid an escalation of the conflict. Chairing the meeting of ministers of industrialized countries at Capri in Italy, the Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani said the agenda of the three-day meeting has been changed to address the latest developments. Earlier today, Israel has launched a strike against Iran in retaliation for its weekend attack, though media from both countries appeared to downplay the severity of the incident. According to media reports, Iran fired air defenses from a major air base and a nuclear site near the central Iranian city of Isfahan after spotting drones. The United States told the group of seven foreign ministers that it received last-minute information from Israel about a drone action in Iran but did not participate in the apparent attack. The benchmark indices bounced back from the morning's low to break a four-day losing streak in yet another volatile session today, helped by gains in banking and metal names. The BSE Sensex gained 599 points, or 0.83%, to close at 73,088, while the Nifty 50 jumped 151 points, or 0.69%, to settle at 22,147. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 177 runs before Lucknow Super Giants at Ekana International Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and elected to field. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 60% voter turnout recorded in 102 parliamentary constituencies across 21 states and union territories in first phase of general elections. Electoral fate of BJP leaders Nitin Gadkari, Sarbananda Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju and Dr. Jitendra Singh and Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran sealed in EVMs. Polling also took place to elect legislative assemblies of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Filing of nominations ends for third phase of Lok Sabha polls. And in IPL cricket match, the Chennai Super Kings set a target of 177 runs for Lucknow Super Giants in Lucknow. That is all in the news at 9 tonight.